No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. It's weeknights 9:25 on CNN News 18. My name is Zucker Jacob. I host the show. So what have we got on the show tonight? A whole host of stories, a common thread being that the campuses across our country, whether it's JNU here in Delhi or the Banaras Hindu University in Banaras or even IIT Madras, all seem to be in some form of turmoil for different reasons, albeit. In JNU, we've been seeing this for the last few weeks now. Students are up in arms over a fee hike. Some of it was partially rolled back, and yet there were massive protests yesterday. There was violence between the Delhi police and these protesting students. And today there was a press conference by the JNU Students' Union. In Banaras Hindu University, it's a peculiar story and quite a shameful story, honestly, where a bunch of students, not too many of them, but a few of them, are protesting the appointment of a Muslim professor to teach Sanskrit. The professor's name is Firoz Khan. He's a professor of Sanskrit. He's learned Sanskrit. He's passed the various exams, the qualifying exams to get to the position where he is. And he comes from a family of Sanskrit professors. His father also happens to be a Sanskrit language expert. But some students at the BHU have a problem with the fact, not about his skills, not about his proficiency, not about his qualification or his ability as a professor of Sanskrit, but simply because he happens to be Muslim. And I think that's just bigoted. There's no other way to describe it. It's rank bigotry is what it is. The university administration should not be brooking this kind of a protest by students, no matter what their justification is. Yes, by all means, you can say a professor is not competent or he's not qualified enough or he's simply not good at teaching. But to say that somebody cannot teach a particular language or a particular subject because of his or her religion, I think that's utterly shameful. That is absolutely shameful. That's the kind of bigoted stuff that you should stay away from. It's very toxic stuff. And like I said, I think the BHU University Administration should quickly shut this protest down. In IIT Madras, again, you have a very promising student, a class topper, committing suicide. She has alleged some teachers were the reason for her to take this extreme step. She specifically named a few teachers and she has accused them of persecuting her because of her religion. Again, we don't know the full story here because unfortunately this young kid is dead, Fatima Latif. But what we do know is that these three faculty members that she had accused of have now been questioned by the crime branch of the Tamil Nadu police. And in case there is any truth, there's even a modicum, even a prima facie element of truth to what Fatima had written in her suicide note, then straight away these people should be arrested and the law of the land should take its course. There is simply no place for this kind of absolute bigotry in our society, and least of all in institutions of learning. In great, great institutions of learning, whether it's IIT Madras, whether it's Banaras Hindu University or JNU, we cannot stand by and watch as our students, our next generation, turns out to have these sort of hate-filled and racist-filled ideas of what the world should be. So we'll be talking about these three sort of issues happening in three different campuses through the course of the show today on Brass Tacks. In addition, we'll also be focusing a little bit on the new Sri Lankan president, who of course is Gotabaya Rajapaksa, and the Indian reaction to his election. We'll also be talking a little bit about the pollution debate. Finally, we have a debate going in Parliament about, why is it that our political class, and I just don't blame the government alone, because there are various governments involved in this. The Delhi government is involved, the Punjab, Haryana governments are involved, the central government certainly should be involved more. So various governments that are involved. So I'd say the entire political class for the first time has put together their differences seemingly and have come to debate this issue in the Lok Sabha. We'll be looking forward to what comes out of that debate and then put that on Brass Tacks as well. So these are the gamut, the whole range of issues that we'll be talking about tonight on Brass Tacks. And like viewers of the show know, it'll not be a debate show. It'll simply be the news of the day and breaking down the news of the day in a way that makes sense to you, in a way that you're able to connect with, and in a way that it signifies the importance of why you should care about each of these stories. So look forward to your company tonight at 9:25 on Brass Tacks.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.